We have to start with a movement that allows us to land. To land? Land from where? Most of us have allowed our minds, thoughts, organs, hormones and kinospheres to exist in these very particular estates. Hyper-aroused, madly scanning for danger in a vast and dark place, the pain of the past and the fear of the future. Constantly crouched, eyes wildly watching, thighs tight, pelvic floor taut, belly clenched, ready to pounce in horror, offence and fury. Or we cringe, shoulders up, ready to dart under the stairs, behind a chair, terror waiting around every corner, dreading being left, forgotten, adults behaving like small children, terrified of abandonment. Lost in the midst of our fading histories and obsessive projections, we dare allow no part of ourselves in the now. This cruel landscape holds us in its thrall, demanding we search for a sense of safety by peering at screens for everything, heads thrown forwards, eyes piercing through the mirror shine, gagging to work out how to get into that promised land beyond. A glinting mirage filled with possibilities, horror stories, love, sex, drama and lies. And we believe this land to be the truth, that to be utterly disconnected from the absolutes of now is more important and vastly more seductive than now, nature, peace or stillness. We have come to believe that if we stare hard enough, long enough, scroll, swipe, stab, and like enough, we will find redemption, forgiveness, peace, and happiness. Maybe I've now talked you out of wanting to start with a movement that allows us to land. But if you are intrigued, want to try, then click here.